Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2006. I got the date right this time. And I am your not-so-drunk host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, V-A-D-E-R, Larry Bader. And with me is... Well, he's broken. Apparently, someone needs to give him a hoist in the back.
No, Larry, that's my wooden teeth because it's George Worthington's wash day.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, let's go chop down a cherry tree.
Me. You know what, Big Fatty? You know what sound I think we should play right now?
I know. Yep, that's our new sound.
That's right. So no more choom or whatever.
There's no,
we're not stealing that from anybody.
No.
I would say that is ours. Does anybody notice there's not a lot of with the microphone today? That's right. It's because Larry has a mic stand.
Oh, you're fat. In other words, he's too fat to hold the mic anymore.
Well, I can do things now instead of holding on to the mic. So, Big Fatty, I have a feeling this is going to be a short cast.
Great.
So how's
and I know everybody listening is excited to hear that.
Well, I know because you haven't even queued up the ham map.
And I looked at the damn ham map earlier. Not a damn soul has joined it since the last we spoke. So, you know what I have to say to that? Yeah.
Oh.
That's correct. So, anyway.
Yeah, well, you know how they do.
There you go. Now,
Sorry.
If y'all don't like that, go to theothero.com and send a little e-letter over to Omi telling him that he should have kept his mouth shut, that we stole the drum from the PNS boys, and, you know, now we have our own little thing. And what is that little thing again, Larry? There you go.
That's right. It's an air horn.
Oh, excuse me. That was Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, speaking of those PNS boys, I'm going to cut one of them.
Are you going to be cutting a bitch?
I am. So this morning, I was busy. I've been busy all day.
Well, somebody's got to do all the goddamn work.
But I took the time this morning to instant letter Noah.
Aww.
To which point he said, "Hey, Larry, I'll talk to you later." Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot. So that's how it's going to be. Right. That's how it's going to be. So I'm over it.
Yep, cut a bitch.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Or perhaps you could send somebody over to cut a bitch. Because you know.
Well, I don't know. Rob and John like them a lot.
Rob would lick them.
That's true. He'd go over to cut them and come back with a sore tongue.
Right.
So.
And JMH, you know. He can cut a bitch.
Well, I'm sure that he can. He and I are, you know, constantly competing to cut a bitch.
Hello?
I think he might want to cut them, actually. We had a little talk today. I think he was, he might want to cut Mr. Lindley. But
oh. Anyway. Well, I hear there are some issues.
Yeah, so.
Although, congratulations to Mr. Lindley on his big show last night up in the Chicagoland.
Yeah.
And it had nothing to do with urine.
Oh, well, and he was still drunk at noon today.
Hello!
So, he's had a little incident with some one named Jack from Tennessee.
Oh, I think I know him. He's of the Eastern Tennessee Daniels family, isn't he?
He is.
Yes, that's what I thought.
He can be a mean ass if you're not careful.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, Big Fatty, how's your day been so far?
Well, I was just kind of poopy part of the day.
I'm aware.
And, you know, there are just days when coming to the coal mine just sucks all the life out of you.
Mm-hmm,
today would be one of those. So, Anyway,
well, I think we've done a lot today, though. I mean, it's been a busy and productive day.
It has?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Now, y'all.
Yeah?
You know, I've been waiting on this goddamn DNS to resolve, or domain name to resolve, all afternoon, and it hasn't. And no one cares about that except for me, but just... But,
you can keep talking.
Okay, great.
Hello! Hello.
But anyway, come about 10:30 this morning or 11:30, my iCal alarm went off, alerting me that it was office photo time. Correct.
And you know what happens when it's time for the office photo?
The skull gets out the hair pick.
That's right, and that's today's skull update. So, y'all, she looked like she had on this little outfit that looked like she had been dressed to
take a photo.
That too, but she looked like she had just stepped right off the set of Emerald City in Munchkin Land.
I can totally see that. Yes.
I mean, you know, she just needed to do the little lollipop dance, or you know, the lullaby league, right, or whatever. Oh, my God.
And she was so concerned about that office photo. All morning long, she was concerned. I was fucking glad.
When it was time to take it, there was just a little bit of space on the little bench for her to sit.
I'm not sure I can put myself in that little space.
Well, your hair won't fit, but the rest of you
will.
Well,
that's funny, because they wanted to put me, you, and Larry Cly in that space.
Fuck the skull. 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 Fuck the skull.
Yeah, the three of us can't fit in that area.
Fuck the skull. Fuck the skull. Fuck the skull. Fuck the skull.
Okay, enough about her. Fuck the skull. Ooh, 7 minutes into it, and we've already said fuck the skull.
Oh, I said it many times.
Right, right. So, well, that's my note for things to talk about today. I got distracted.
I love it. His note today is fuck the skull. Okay, great.
And cut a PNS Noah, bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Larry, I just want to clarify, because you know we do have some international listeners.
Oh, right.
And I just want them to realize that fuck the skull is very different than skull fucking.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and speaking of international listeners, didn't you get a little e-letter this afternoon?
I did. I got a little forwarded e-letter from Mr. Woody, who insinuated that Omar and I were drunk during the casting.
Y'all weren't really drunk. You were just kind of beveraging it up. Because, you know, we could hear the ice in the tumblers.
Well, we weren't drunk at all.
I got a little highball over here. Hey, Larry, how about another Rob Roy, okay?
We weren't drunk at all.
Oh, well, you should have been.
By that point, we were very sober. Actually, we were tired. And, Woody, that's just how we act when we're around each other. And
they are like two little schoolgirls. y'all, it was vomitrous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's today's word.
Yeah, okay, that's our palabra, OLDIA.
Whatever the... See, now we'll probably have to say nos vemos puto or whatever.
Nos vemos punto.
You know.
Es muy gordo.
Es muy gordo.
Well, this really has turned into the international cast, hasn't it? Now, Larry, did you happen to look at the Dilbert today?
Funny, right there she is.
Oh, there.
I printed it out.
Oh, it's already up on the board.
It is up on the board already.
Well, y'all, the Dilbert today is based...
Oops.
Oh, Lord. Is based on the skull. This is a double skull update. Wow. Anyway, so the Dilbert today... Yeah. Larry, or Wally, I guess is his name. His name really is Wally. Walks into the boss's office and says,
I was sick one of the days of my vacation, so I want to change that day to sick leave.
And the pointy-haired boss sits there and he goes,
I didn't realize that if I ate a 28-pound bag of potato chips, it would make me sick. By the way, I'm going to be sick tomorrow, too, because I've got 8 more bags to eat.
Great.
And the reason that's a skull update is because...
Well, anytime the skull goes on vacation, she gets sick and comes in and changes her leave like that. So, fight the skull.
That's right. It was a double skull update Wednesday. Oh, Lord. Is that coal mine phone ringing?
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
Well, I ain't answering it. I don't blame you.
I wouldn't either.
Is it ringing?
I wouldn't either. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the coal mine, yeah.
Are you a little sweaty?
I'm having the flashes over here.
Maybe we can do the sweaty balls. Okay, thanks.
I'm gonna play the hell out of that.
Oh, and y'all, I listened to Omi this morning.
Oh, Larry Vader.
Lord, but he does have some good pictures over on his website of the weekend. And I was glad I got a chance to spend 15 minutes with y'all.
It felt like 15 hours.
It was an extra special thing. Speaking of extra special, how's that Buick LeSabre doing out there on the... Thank you. On the left coast?
Well, I talked with Mr. Extra Special Chris this morning.
Right.
And he has forgotten his identification.
Fantastic.
Not his license, but what he needs to get into some building or something.
Fantastic.
The Buick LeSabre has made it to the San Jose. It found the way.
Good.
And he's really fat.
Right. Now, is he going... Have you alerted Paco and the delicious boyfriend?
I just talked to them.
Okay. Yes. You've alerted them that...
There's a possibility.
Oh, Lord. There it is. Today's Oh, Lord. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime you tune in to the Little Fatty Cast, something's going to go wrong, and Larry Vader's going to go, Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Hey, Big Fatty, why did you forward me something to my cellular telephone from your... that says, from you at coalmine.com... forward new laptop.
I forwarded that to you on the e-letters. I didn't send it to your damn phone.
Yes, you did. Sorry.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
Well, apparently you figured it out because
I did that on the e-letters.
Well, you're gonna need to redo it because I only got the first little bit of it and it ran out of characters.
Oh, well, you're fat.
So anyway, that noise you heard was, good God, is it time to go yet? It's a message from Extra Special Chris.
Right.
So that's right. You heard it here first. He is miserable.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Probably.
So is he gonna go have beverages with Paco?
Probably not.
Okay, well, of course not, because too fat. Do they serve food?
At Rumors? I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's put a question out there, and we'll know if Paco and the delicious boyfriend are listening.
I already know the answer to that question,
right,
I'm
because
afraid.
If they do serve food, we'll receive a e-letter telling us what the specialty of the house is. You know, like poppers.
Right.
Meow.
We need to get that sound.
We need some poppers. How about some poppers? Poppers.
Y'all, the very first time I went, ooh, this is going to be a memory lane.
Oh, we love memory lane.
We do.
That sounds like a jolt back to memory lane.
The very first time I went to the Lala with my friends, Big Fatty had convinced me to come out to the Lala. I said, oh, you'll like it. It's a good time. That was before it was ruined. And so what do I see but Big Fatty and his poppers, poppers, poppers. I was very horrified. That was the first time you and I had been out in public together, probably.
Where was this?
At Patrick's. I mean, this has been like 3.5 years ago.
Lord, I don't remember what I had for lunch. Don't ask me about something 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, I was horrified. Lord. There was Big Fatty and his horror and poppers, poppers, poppers. And, you know, Larry, do you want some poppers, poppers, poppers?
Meow.
So, anyway, it was great. And I've been going back about 5 times a week ever since.
Right. And that ends today's visit down memory lane. Now back to the present.
Okay, great. Well, Big Fatty, you know what the D key does?
Larry?
Say it, Big Fatty.
They were doing the ice dancing last night.
I'm quite aware I was watching it.
Did you see the Italian couple?
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Who?
the night before, he dropped her, and she got it right at the very end of their dance, and she got up, and she gave him the "you motherfucker" look, and they left the ice, and for the whole day, the rest of the night, and the whole day yesterday, they didn't speak to each other. They didn't rehearse together. They rehearsed individually on the ice, and they would walk by each other and glare. Oh, my God, it was fabulous.
Oh, nice.
And then they did a good job at the dance, and then she was like, "Oh, I've been such a cunt."
You did say she.
And then he was crying. Well, I did say ice dancer. Hello.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I watched some of that. I had a friend who unexpectedly was in town.
Right. Speaking of flying in.
Right.
Right.
No pun intended.
Every pun intended.
Right.
Me.
And so what do? Even though I should be going to bed, I throw the emergency shirt on. Thank God I had it.
Did you? And it was the official emergency shirt.
Yes, it was the emergency shirt.
Right.
I threw on the emergency shirt, the holy pants, and off I went to beverage again.
Right. And, y'all, this was not beveraging at Patrick's.
No, no.
This was not beveraging at the Cha-Cha Palace. This was beveraging at the cocktail lounge at the Quality Suites.
All right. Can we get a,
well, we had
a couple of Rob Roy's over here, please? Hey.
Well, it ended up being the let's drink a bottle of wine.
Can I get a tall one there? All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks.
Well, anyway, the whole cast of the show was at this hotel.
Did they just fly in?
They did just fly in. I don't want to mention any more specifics.
No, let's don't. Was Wendy there?
Shut up, Big Fat.
Okay.
yes, she was.
Okay, good. Green tights?
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
And so we beveraged it up. And while we were doing that, the Olympics were on.
Right.
And so I caught some of that. Even though I was like, I hate the Olympics.
And they're all going,
No, they were like, we travel 360 days a year. Fuck you.
Right.
We watch TV. And I was like, okay, great.
Okay, great. And there wasn't really anything delicious other than Bodie Miller didn't win anything again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
Me.
So, well, I think that's about the Olympic update.
Yeah, huh? And it's going to just fade out nicely for us here now. Here we go. Listen for the fade. Lord, she don't know what she's doing. She just she just slowed her all day. Meow, meow, meow. He don't know how to do it. Y'all, you should see him pushing buttons on this thing. He don't know what he's doing.
He don't know.
Put the just hit the and cut it off. Oh, Lord. Wha-ha-ha-pa. There you go.
Okay, great.
Okay. Now, Larry, can you push the air horn and that slow down button at the same time? Let's see how that sounds. Yeah, that sounds more like Big Fatty's colon.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Okay, right. Great. Everyone loves that.
Right. Thanks, Omi.
Yeah.
Once again, if you love our new sound, which is right there on it. I mean, we'll tighten that up in post-production, everyone. if you like our new sound, then make sure you go over to theotherO.com and let Omar know, because it's his fault. Correct.
Okay. Well, Big Fatty, you know what we're going to go ahead and do?
I'm guessing shut Big Fatty up.
Well, you've got that horror meeting to go to.
I do have
and
a horror meeting.
I've got this horror event
right
to work out here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be here until about 9:30 p.m. And I've got to go check on these fools.
Larry, I want to remind everybody that Big Fatty's going to be on the cruise. I'll be in the Fort Lauderdale area March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, getting on the Atlantis 15th anniversary cruise, the 5th through the 12th. And then we'll be in Fort Lauderdale again the night of the 12th. Be staying over there at In Leather, InNLeatHer.
In Leather.
Right. And so if you want to stop by and say hello to Big Fatty, I'll be the one in the sling. Right.
Making those noises.
Right. And while I'm gone, you're going to need a co-host.
That's correct. And we haven't had too terribly many. We don't have, well, we've had some volunteers, but not enough.
Oh, Lord.
So don't make me have to call you out, Archer.
She will be cutting a bitch if she has to call Archer.
No, I want Archer to contact me. I want Archer to be Big Fatty. I want...
John Michael Haas.
I want Rob Lindley. I want...
Simon.
We've got Chris that's going to do it. I want Woody to do it.
CJ?
Oh, God. CJ.
Howard?
CJ is so doing it.
Howard better do it.
Howie.
I'm going... Talk about cut a bitch.
AJ and Nick from Rainbow Pod Squad.
And, you know, anyone else. I just have... You know, lost control of my colon and my memory, so I can't remember anything, so it's all good. And so anyway, all you got to do is get on the hand map and let Larry Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R, know that you want to be Big Fatty while Big Fatty's gone. You don't have to be yourself. You just have to be me.
Hara.
Hello.
Okay, Big Fatty, well, how do we get in touch with you? I got to wrap this shit up.
Oh, don't even start with me.
Me.
Are we back on the soup? Oh, Lord.
No,
are we
we're not back on podcast soup yet.
Well, I'm going to podcast chowder then.
Okay, chowder. Fine. Can we get a little chowder? Along with a Rob Roy. Can I get a tall Rob Roy over here?
Boy, I may have to go by the cocktail lounge out there. Oh, Lord. At the quality suites. So, oh, Lord. Is that me or is that the sound effect?
Big Buddy, you know, they do have the free liquor right now at the quality suite. I considered going back over. Yeah, they have the manager's reception with free liquor every day.
Are you one of those people that, whether you're staying there or not, you go by and have the free breakfast and then have the free liquor in the afternoon? I'll take that as a yes. Hello?
Hello?
Lord, I didn't know she was that cheap.
Meanwhile,
your internet husband is a miser.
And that has made Rob Lindley's mouth water. Free liquor.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Well, for those of you listening to this early on George Burthington's Watch Day, give John Michael Haas a call. He's got the day off, and we wouldn't want him to sleep late or anything.
No.
No, he's doing a show tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be about him losing his cherry to a... man in a powdered wig.
Okay, great. Well, I'm Larry at littlefatty.com. Comment on the website. And Big Fatty?
Big Fatty is Big Fatty at littlefatty.com. And should we ever be on the Skypes, I am the Big Fatty. That's T-H-E-B-I-G-F-A-T-T-Y.
We'll see you next time, everyone.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Me.
Oh, me. Omi, I hope they all write to you because it's all your fault.